Collins English Readers, The Body in the Library by Agatha Christie. Text copyright Agatha Christie Limited, 2017. Recording copyright HarperCollins Publishers, 2017. Read by Gabrielle Glaister. Chapter 1. In her sleep, Mrs. Dolly Bantry frowned. Something was waking her. Someone was coming, too quickly and too early. This was not Mary bringing the morning cup of tea. A knock came at the door. Without properly waking up, Mrs. Bantry said, "Come in." The door opened, and Mary's frightened voice said, "Oh, Mrs. Bantry, Mrs. Bantry, there's a body in the library." And then she ran out again in tears. Mrs. Bantry sat up and shook her husband. "Arthur! Arthur, wake up!" Colonel Bantry grunted, but he didn't wake up. "Arthur! Did you hear what Mary said? There's a body in the library!"
"You've been dreaming, Dolly," he said. "It's that detective story you were reading, where a beautiful blonde woman is found dead on the library rug. Bodies are always found in libraries in those stories. It doesn't happen in real life."
"Arthur, you've got to get up and see."
"But, Dolly, it must have been a dream."
Mrs. Bantry jumped out of bed and pulled open the curtains.
"I did not dream it, Arthur. Go and see about it."
Colonel Bantry grunted again, but put on his dressing gown and left the room. The servants were all standing together at the bottom of the stairs, looking worried. Lorimer, the butler, stepped forward.
"I said that we shouldn't do anything until you came, sir. Shall I ring the police now?"
"About what?"
The butler glanced at Mary, who was crying on the cook's shoulder.
"I understood, sir, that Mary had told you. She went into the library and almost fell over the body."
"Do you mean to tell me," demanded Colonel Bantry, "that there is a dead body in my library?"
Miss Jane Marple's telephone rang when she was dressing.
"Dear me, I wonder who that is."
Neighbours in the village of St. Mary Mead called each other between 9 o'clock and 9:30 in the morning to make plans for the day. But it was now only 7:45.
"It must be a wrong number," thought Miss Marple.
She answered the phone.
"Yes."
"Is that you, Jane?"
Mrs. Bantry sounded excited.
"The most awful thing has happened. We've found a body in the library."
"A what?"
"I know. I thought they only happened in books."
"But whose body is it?"
"It's a blonde girl, lying in the library, dead. So I'm sending the car to get you. You're so good at murders. She's been strangled, you see. And if I've got to have a murder in my house, I suppose I'll have to try and enjoy it. That's why I want you to come and help me find out who did it. It is rather exciting. I know it's very sad, but I don't know the girl. And she doesn't look real. You'll understand what I mean when you see her."
When they arrived at Gossington Hall, the driver held the door open and Miss Marple got out of the Bantry's car. Colonel Bantry came out onto the front steps, looking a little surprised.
"Miss Marple? I'm very pleased to see you."
"Your wife called," explained Miss Marple.
"Good. She should have someone with her. It's been a shock."
At this moment, Mrs. Bantry appeared.
"Go back into the dining room and eat your breakfast, Arthur," she said.
Her husband did as he was told. Mrs. Bantry turned happily to Miss Marple.
"Now, cut..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?